Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to read to you from my book, Scriptural Solutions 2, on the word love or charity. And the reason why I'm doing it is because somebody wrote me a text and said, "What if you had to fill your cup with just one thing, what do you think you ought to fill your cup with?" And of course, the first thing that came to my mind was the word love, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't grow up loving people. You know, I was kind of mad at everybody, and I sort of felt like I had a vengeance against so many people that I didn't have a lot of love for people. I guess that's why my verse, life verse, is Jude 22, and some have compassion making a difference, because I want to love people more. So let me read part of this chapter to you to let you know about love. Simply stated, love is having a high esteem for another person. The word love has probably suffered more misuse and abuse than any other word in our dictionary. Diminished and undervalued, love is used to refer to nearly everything. I love my car. I love my home. I love my dog. I love a certain ball team. I love Southern sweet tea, and so forth. Basically, these statements can be interpreted as, I like the way these things make me feel. No wonder so many people feel so unloved. Love is used as in such a flippant manner. According to the Word of God, love was never meant to be based on superficial emotions or feelings that change and shift like wind currents. Real love has always been a selfless act or series of acts that displays to the recipient that the giver has his best interest at heart. The person who loves has never been able to fully express his love in words alone. According to 1 John 3:18, deeds must be involved. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. God absolutely loves you with no strings attached. He simply loves you for exactly who you are. Maybe you have been waiting to hear, I love you, but that affirmation has yet to happen. You may never hear what you desperately long to hear. So, my friend, today you must hear Jesus say, I love you. Jesus knows the depths of your heart, every detail of your life, the sins of your past, present, and future, and he still loves you. How much does Jesus love you? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, John 15:13. Jesus loves you so much that he chose to go to Calvary and suffer for you rather than to go to heaven without you. I do not believe that I grew up with any real understanding of the word love. I thought love was conditional and had to be earned. Bible love and compassion is exactly the opposite of the world's conditional love. Unconditional love, agape love, is a comfortable feeling that comes when in the presence of someone. However, sometimes when availing ourselves of God's agape love, we become uncomfortable because his presence reminds us of our sin. God's agape love places no conditions, limits, or stipulations on his love toward us. Neither should we place any conditions, limits, or stipulations on our love for God or one another. Our Heavenly Father is our example. Unfortunately, his example is often sorely ignored or neglected by his creation. I knew I needed to learn about his immeasurable, unconditional love so badly that I adopted Jude 22 as my life verse, and some have compassion making a difference. I had to learn how to love without limits. I had to learn that I am called to love differently. I had to learn to love in spite of. Now look, I fail miserably in loving like Jesus, but I want to work toward being more like him and granting to others the love that he would give, unmerited, undeserved, and unconditional. Isn't that a great thought about loving others? Of course, there's lots of verses listed in here because this book is based on using scripture to help you feel what you need to feel. So it says here, 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Proverbs 17:9, he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth the matter separateth very friends. 1 Peter 4:8, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Love is an important part of our lives, and let's fill our cups with it today, ladies. Let's be somebody that's very, very loving. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.